Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
He's a well-respected high school football scout, known for his unpopular opinion and brash commentary.
The coach, Keith Miller.
They bring you the transparent truth, the world's number one source for high school football recruiting news and interviews. The transparent truth.
Welcome, welcome. You're now listening to the Transparent Truth. It's your boy, Coach Keith. Not in the intercom. We got the coronavirus. It's everywhere. Intercom says, don't come into studio. So I'm recording live from the house on a Tuesday. I know you're hearing this on a Wednesday, but I'm here though. Cerritos, California. Happy to be bringing this show to you guys. Listen, I know everybody's in the house. First thing you should be doing on Wednesday morning. Coronavirus is out. You can't go to work, can't go to school. Turn on the Transparent Truth. It's your boy, Coach Keith. I'm going to tap into some recruiting. Guys got some offers. Big commitment here on the West Coast in the Pac-12. Talk a little sleeper of the week. Out of the LA City section again. You know me, I like to show them city boys some love. No private school, city boy love. Got a big time interview. My man Shoes Brinkley, the new impact transfer from the East Coast, Northeast High School in Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, down to Modern Day. Maybe the number one high school football program in the nation. They get an impact transfer. My guy, Shoes Brinkley. Got a big-time interview here coming up here shortly, but let's get to some recruiting right now.
The Transparent Truth Recruiting Report.
Our recruiting, we got some offers fresh off the press. How about my guy, Maximus Gibbs, out of St. John Bosco? Got a big SEC offer from Arkansas. Big Max is climbing up that 20, maybe 25 offer list, doing a great job. Big man is ready to go for his senior season. It's going to be an impact player at the next level. Jalen Henderson, quarterback, Chaminade, got a big Air Force offer. And how about this? Got a Bucknell offer. Really, really speaks to his productivity and his capacity in the classroom. Congratulations to Jalen. My man, Shoes Brinkley, as we have him on the interview for today, and Malik Brown and Anthony Beavers. All FAU offers, Florida Atlantic. Not sure how many guys are going to Florida Atlantic, but they got the offer. Congratulations. How about Whittier running back, Jonathan Arsenal, a kid I really like. New Mexico and Nevada offers. Congratulations, Jonathan. How about wide receiver, Charter Oak High School, Damir Abdullah, Fresno State and New Mexico. Congratulations to Damir. How about Xavier Staples, Long Beach Millican High School, gets a big San Diego State offers. Congratulations to him. We got one big-time commitment here on the West Coast. Pac-12 commitment out of Arizona. Ty Thompson, quarterback. I got a chance to go over this kid's film, and I saw a little bit of Dak Prescott in his game. I like him. He's a big physical kid. He's got a strong arm, can push the ball down the field, outside the hash marks. He's got the athletic ability inside and outside the pocket, can shrug guys off, can run around people, can run over people in the quarterback run game, but I really love his touch in the pocket. Puts the ball over the top. He's got great trajectory on his ball. He's got, again, a big, long, strong delivery. He's got a live arm. Ball comes out, you know, hot out of his hand. And, man, he puts the ball on point. He's got terrific ball placement. Really like big Ty Thompson for Oregon. He's a big, physical, tough quarterback. I think Crystal Ball's program is built in that same mold. And Coach Joe Moorhead, he loves the quarterback run game. He loves a physical presence at the quarterback position. He loves to get the quarterback on the move. And Ty Thompson, he excels in that part of quarterback play. He's in and outside the pocket. He can throw on the run. He can set up quick and throw. I love his ability inside the pocket. I love his ability to run downhill with his physicality and his strength and his size. I mean, this kid's all of, 6'3", 6'4", 230 pounds. He's a big physical kid, and I just think it's a terrific fit for the Oregon program. He's built out of the Oregon mold, tough, physical, and a guy that can just, you know, is superbly talented, that can make plays. And that's what the Oregon program has turned into in terms of recruiting. Ty Thompson, elite quarterback in and outside the pocket with a live arm, with very good mobility, with terrific ball placement and unbelievable touch to the second and third level. I love him for Coach Cristobal in the Oregon program. Mario Cristobal, head coach of Oregon, doing a fantastic job recruiting, not only here in Southern California, but outside of, you know, the main states that they recruit. Arizona, coming, going in Arizona, getting a guy, Tyler Shaw, a couple years ago from Utah. Cristobal and staff there at Oregon doing a fantastic job, and they hit gold, strike gold, with Ty Thompson, the big-time quarterback out of Arizona. Moving along here, I want to get to my sleeper of the week.
It's time for our Sit and Sleep Sleeper of the Week. Really want to thank our guy, Larry Miller. He's allowing us to showcase unknown prospects that need to be brought to the spotlight. Larry is all about family and community, and his support is helping to change the lives of young players across the country. Each week, young men are getting scholarship offers after being featured on this show. So thank you, Larry. When we have business and a man that is really interested in the community, we need to show our support right back at him. Sit and Sleep is the only place that offers advanced sleep technology. Greg?
Body Diagnostics. That's five-star stuff. This is high-quality stuff. Lay down on a mattress, and within seconds, thousands of sensors can help you find the absolute right mattress for you.
Wow, within seconds?
Seconds.
Man, that's awesome.
Sit and Sleep.
They'll beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. Appreciate you, Larry Miller.
Thank you, Larry.
All right, sleeper of the week this week comes out of the City Section. Again, love to show these guys City Section love, man. You know, how much love do they get? They're never really on TV. Fox Sports doesn't even know they exist. Their championship games got moved out of the Coliseum. It's like, you know, people don't even know that they're around. But I want to shout out a running back, El Camino Real High School, KJ Lattimore, 6 feet, 170. A kid can make you miss. He's got a little speed to run away from third level. Love his ability to catch the ball out the backfield. He's a willing blocker. I think he needs to gain one more step in the offseason. Hopefully he's running track, continue to add weight to that frame and become a little bit more physical when he finishes his run. But I like KJ Lattimore as a sleeper running back. He's got a chance to have a big year. If I was coaching him, that 170 turned into 190 real quick, and we'd add a step of speed. So instead of being a 4.6 guy, he'd be a 4.45 guy. He'd be about 190, and now you're talking about a four-star recruit. So KJ, if you're listening, El Camino Real coaches, if you're listening, stick some peanut butter and jelly in him, you know, twice a day before he goes to sleep. Let's put on 10, 15, 20 pounds. Let's add a step of speed in the offseason, and he should be ready to go. KJ Lattimore, El Camino Real High School. I think this kid's a sleeper. He's got a chance to be really good at the next level. Congratulations. You're my sleeper of the week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the highlight of the show. I want to bring in my guest for today's show, and a kid that I've known for a little while. We'll tell you a little bit about that in the interview, but a fantastic young man and a brand new transfer into modern day high school, my man, Mr. Shoes Brinkley.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome in a new friend to the show, a big time listener. He's now on the West Coast for a little bit of time. I want to bring in my guy, Shoes Brinkley. Shoes, what's good?
What's up, Coach Keith? How you doing?
Doing all right, man. So glad to keep you on the show, man. I know you're a big supporter of the Transparent Truth, and now that you've made the trip to the West Coast, it's time to get you on the show, man. We're going to take you back all the way to, you know, when you first started playing the game. We'll talk a little recruiting. We're going to talk about next level college. We'll talk about your transfer to maybe the number one high school football program in the country, and everything in between. Does that sound good?
Yes, Coach. Sounds great.
All right, man, so let's go ahead and get started. Let me remind you, when you're on this show, you always give your transparent truth. But here we go. Let's take it back, Shoes. And before we get to talking about your youth days and your Pop Warner days, you know, I think the question that's on everybody's mind out there, Shoes, is how did you get the name Shoes?
I got the name Shoes. Well, I've had it for as long as I can remember. And the best explanation I can give for it is a kid When I went around the first time when I started playing football, a kid asked me, "Why they call you Shoes? Because you run so fast." And ever since then, I just been sticking with that as to why they call me Shoes. But I've been getting called that my whole life.
Okay, that works. Well, you know, a lot of people have been asking Is his real name Shoes? Why do they call him Shoes? I said, yeah, you know what? I don't know. I just know him as Shoes. So, but that's good to clear up, and it's a great name for you, and I think it fits. Definitely think it fits. So let's take it back to those youth days, man. And tell me when you first fell in love with the game of football.
I've loved the game for as long as I can remember. My mom tells me stories of me at 1 year old, barely can talk, watching entire Eagles games. So this love for the game runs deep. I've had it my whole life. Running around the house, tackling myself, playing every position.
Yep. So you just had kind of a natural to the game. And I think you play that way with kind of a natural flair and an instinct for the game. So let's talk a little bit about your days growing up in Philadelphia and playing youth football. What position did you play? Were you always the best player on the team? What was that like for you?
I've always played on some pretty good teams. You know, we've always had a lot of guys. I've always been around that top, best player on the team. I've played an array of different positions. My first ever year playing football, I played center because nobody else knew. Like, we were so young, nobody else knew how to even snap the ball. So then I went from there. I went to playing running back. I even played D line. I was the best youth D lineman you ever see. Honestly, I was in the backfield every play, smallest kid on the field. And then as you know, got into the preteen years. Or 11, 12, 10, 11, 12, you know, I transitioned to, well, what I play now, running back, receiver, DB, all that.
So, well, you know, I have offensive linemen in my siblings, and they always talk about the appreciation you get when you play off the line from when you play a skill position, right? You appreciate the offensive line a whole lot more when you get a chance to play it. What was that experience like for you, your first time playing football?
I was so young, Coach. I was just happy to be on the field, having pads on, running around, hitting people. But definitely, I feel like that's when playing O-line and D-line, that's what brought, like, the dog mentality out of me, you know what I mean, that I still play with to this day.
Definitely makes sense. Let's move along. You talked a little bit about kind of middle school, right? Middle school, you start developing your speed, your athleticism, your coordination. The first time in middle school, you kind of really showed out and you really felt yourself when the ball was in your hands. What was that experience like?
That's around the time when I realized, hey, man, like, you're a little bit different from everybody else. I feel like it was in middle school. You know, I remember I had a game. I played for a middle school. Played for a middle school in Philly. My first game of the season, I had about 200 yards and 2 touchdowns. So that's when I realized, oh yeah, like, this thing's getting a little bit different.
No question about it. So you move on. Did you go to Northeast High School? Let's talk about your experience at Northeast. Now, you know, for those of you who don't know, you know, Shoes is from the Philadelphia area, Northeast High School. And let's talk about your experience there from your freshman and I guess your sophomore year. Let's talk about your experience there.
Northeast is a great place full of great people. You know, it's an inner city school. You know, it's rare to find an inner city school with coaches that try to do as much for their players as they're able to do and what they do for us. You know, they prepare us mentally, physically. You know, we start lifting in January, protein, everything. It's really ran as a program, and that's rare for an inner city school to be ran that way. And
okay.
They're really good at the example of
African American
men.
Absolutely. Those guys did a great job. And, you know, I think that's when I met you in your sophomore year. For those of you who don't know, I was out in Canton, Ohio, at the Pro Football Hall of Fame Academy, which I helped to run. And I was out there with some of the top 50 players in the nation, and including in that group was Kayvon Thibodeau and Kyle Ford and guys like that. And we saw Shoes Brinkley on football field. Shoes, why don't you take the audience through or our listeners through what transpired on that field that night?
Yeah, man, it was the first night of camp. You know, I'm a nobody out there with all them 4 or 5-star guys and seniors, some big names. You know, 30,000 followers on Instagram. I'm a nobody. So, but I always had that dog. So, you know, Kayvon Thibodeau, number one player in the country, he's out there. You know, he's a DN outside linebacker. You know, he's out there, you know, talking up a big game, you know, covering some cats. saying, yo, give me the best slot right now. So me, you know, out there, Micah Pittman's out there, it's a bunch of big name guys. I say, you know what? No, that's me. I go out there and I'm the first person to go against him. And yeah, I got him. Hit him with a post corner. Yeah, I went one way, he went the other way. You know, it was a fun experience. I was throwing with two of his brother, little brother throwing me the ball. It's a great experience.
Yeah, no question about it. You hit him with the UTEP two-step, had him stumbling a little bit.
Yeah.
Great move, went out and made a play. And, you know, that experience right there, I think, is what puts you on the map in my eyes. Right? That's when I noticed you. And I think when I noticed you, I think the world begins to take notice. And but your recruitment hadn't taken off yet. Tell me about when you got your first offer, because I know you really wanted one, because we talked about it. But when you got your first offer, who was it from, and what did that feel like?
You know, my first offer, it came in January of my sophomore year. I'd actually missed a lot of games my sophomore year due to injury. So, I missed out on a lot of opportunities that year. But, you know, January, and I was actually sick the day I got my first offer. Morgan State University, HBCU, came in the Northeast. And, well, they said, yeah, we're shoes that we'd like to offer them a scholarship. And, unfortunately, I was sick, so I wasn't in school that day. But that was the, I got my first offer.
Hey, what'd that feel like? Because I know that first offer is always elusive, right? Most guys, they either never get it or, you know, they get it, you know, time down the road as time has passed. What did it feel like to get that first offer?
Yeah, my first offer was, like, one of the best days of my life. You know, it felt like all my work, you know, was really paying off. You know, I felt like, hey, I'm getting noticed out here. I'm doing something right. I honestly couldn't stop smiling the entire day. You know, everybody was happy for me. It was just a great feeling. You know, and it's rare coming from, you know, my city for people to have a reason to smile, you know, be proud of something. And I felt like I wasn't just representing myself. I was representing the whole city. It felt great.
No question about it. Now, fast forward to your junior year. You had a big junior year at Northeast. Your highlights are going crazy all over a huddle. Talk to us about your junior year, some of the stats that you put up. What was your biggest game? What was some of your biggest memories from your junior season?
Oh, man. Junior year, you know, my past season, you know, it was a great year. You know, I went first team All-State Pennsylvania as an athlete. I played in the rare positions, running back, slot, free safety, corner, you know, strong safety, everything. You know, I had 5 interceptions, you know, around 1,000 all-purpose yards, 8 touchdowns. You know, just it was a great experience. You know, I say one of my best experiences of junior year was the first game of the season. You know, we were out playing a team that we were just, you know, some dumb mistakes. A team that we were better than, but we needed a reason. You know, we had to pick it up. So we were down about, I think, 7-21. They're driving down the field about to score again. 7-20, actually. They're driving down the field about to score again. And, okay, so they run a rollout play. A play they ran earlier in the game. I recognized it, and I jumped the route. I jumped the out route on the sideline. Got 2 feet in, and, you know, we took off from there. It was a great game.
Did you guys come back and win?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We turned it all the way around. It ended up being a blowout. But it was just a great feeling to put my team on my back.
Yep. Yep, no doubt about it. So, a great junior season, you know, 5 interceptions, 1,000 yards, and a plethora of highlights later. So, going, you know, once the season ended, how many offers did you have on the table once the season ended?
I'm just saying at the end of the season?
End of the football season, yes.
At the end of the football season, you know, I only had 2 offers. I had,
okay, Morgan State was one.
And UMass is the other one. I had got that April my sophomore year.
Okay. So Morgan State and UMass. So you came out to Orlando to the Pro Football Hall of Fame Academy World Bowl National Combine. Tell me why you came out, and then let's talk about your experience there.
You know, I came out because I've always had, you know, just an itch for competing, an itch for playing against the best and showing why I'm the best amongst that group. So I knew it was going to be some big-name guys, some great players. I came down with my teammate, Elijah Judy. You know, we went down there. You know, we did the thing. I felt like it was a great experience to play with against some great competition. I was actually one of the only players. I think I was the only player to go both ways. I was in the running back group. fun against the linebackers, you know, dominated the competition there. And then, and I feel like I had an even better performance defensively at defensive back. Didn't allow a single catch against some of the best players in the Southeast, California, Hawaii, up north, everywhere. It was just a great experience.
No question about it. You showed up and showed out. You earned MVP of the entire National Combine. And I think that that helped propel your recruitment, as right now you're one of the top players in terms of recruitment going on. I mean, you got offers coming in left and right. Tell us some of your big offers since the National Combine had happened.
Since the National Combine, well, since after the season, I've gotten 12 more offers. I'm at 14 right now. I just got FAU earlier today. You know, I got FAU, Coastal Carolina, Central Michigan, Cincinnati. I got almost the whole MAC. You know, I'm working on. Now I came out here and I'm working on this Pac-12. I've been getting a lot of Pac-12 love lately.
Yeah, no question about it. So, want some Pac-12 love, maybe some Big Ten love, I'm sure. So, like I said, one of the hottest prospects now on the West Coast. Shoot, frankly, there's no question about it. Your recruitment is taking off. Beautiful performance down in Orlando at the National Combine. But you made a big decision shortly thereafter. Tell us, or tell the listeners, about the big decision that you made and why you made it.
Modern day, you know, my number one program in the nation. You know, we are trying to go get another natty this year, but I made the decision, you know, to prepare for college, you know, play against the best competition, you know, show out against the best competition. I'm not going to be another body on the field, but this is a great opportunity for me to showcase my talent on the highest level against the best players. I'm not ducking no action, as they might say.
Yeah, I think it's true to who you are as a person, to who you are as a competitor. You made a decision that aligned with that, and now that you're out in California, you're at Modern Day. You know, where, first of all, how is the transition being for you showing up at Modern Day, and where do you see yourself fitting in at? Because it's a little bit crowded at Modern Day, especially in the backfield with Relique Brown and Marcy GF.
Yeah, Relique, that's my guy. You know, we all going to compete. You know, but I'm playing. I should play free safety. You know, slot, running back. You know, everybody competing. Everybody going to get there. Everybody going to eat. You know, enough for everybody to go around. I'm not so much worried about how all that's going to play out. You know, we're all great players, and we're going to be great together.
Sounds like a guy with a plan. And what has the transition been like coming from Philly now to the West Coast, which is two definitely different places? What has that transition been like from Northeast to Modern Day? I'm talking about the culture. I'm talking about the players, the coaches, the program, the females, because I know how much the females like shoes.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, there. I know how much the females like shoes. But what has the transition been like for you?
I'll tell you one thing. Philadelphia and California, South California, two completely different worlds. Well, first of all, you know, this is a hotbed. So, you know, football is taken a lot more seriously down here than it is in California. I mean, in Philadelphia, excuse me. No, it's been a little bit weird trying to adapt right now because of, you know, all this coronavirus stuff going around. And so we're actually out of school right now. But I got down Friday, you know, I loved it. I love it. So I can't wait to get back to school in April.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I think it's going to be a great fit for you. Now, there's what I like to call the Avengers. That's the Modern Day side. You got the Thanos side, which is their arch rival, St. John Bosco. What do you think about that? What do you know about that rivalry? And where do you see yourself coming into play when they match up?
You know, everybody know about that rivalry, especially a player like me that's in tune with what's going on football-wise. You know, one of the greatest rivals in high school football. So, you know, I've seen it on YouTube, Netflix, you know, millions of views. You know, everybody knows about it, but I feel like, you know, we're going to do what we got to do, you know. We're going to do what we got to do. We're going to handle business. It's going to be a great game, great experience playing in that game in front of all them fans. I've never played anything like it. So, you know, I really cannot wait. I can't wait.
Yeah, there's no question. It's the creme de la creme. Speaking of the creme de la creme, modern day is loaded for the 2020 season. We talked about we talked about Relique in the backfield. They got a new quarterback, Emmett Brown, who transferred in from San Diego, who I think is a really good player. They got receivers galore, Kyron Hudson-Ware, Christian Dixon. They've got a physical offensive line led by George Mikey Hyde-Center, who's a star. Defensively, they're loaded. Demonte Jackson, Jalen Davies. You know about those guys, Rayshon Davis, the five-star linebacker. What are your thoughts about playing with such great talent and adding to the level of competition there at modern day?
Hey, that's what I came here for. I came to play with the best and play against the best. Playing with these guys are going to do nothing but propel me to a higher level. You know, competitive-wise, talent-wise, work ethic-wise, everything just going to improve playing with better players. So I really can't wait to get out there, and get going in the summertime. And, just playing with these guys, is going to take me to the next level. And I feel like I can help, and I can help us get back to that national championship.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the next level. You got 14 offers right now. For the coaches who listen to this show, and there's a lot of college coaches that listen to Transparent Truth because they want to know the sleeper of the week every week. But for the coaches that listen to this show and beyond, if there were, let's say three dream schools that you'd love to hear from and get an offer from, or how many schools? Let's say five. You had a wish list of five schools that, man, that's a dream offer. What would those five schools be?
I would say USC, Alabama, Oregon, two more. Ohio State, and last one. And Oklahoma.
Okay. SC, Bama.
LSU and Georgia.
Okay. LSU, Georgia, Bama, the SEC, SC, Oregon, and the Pac-12, Oklahoma. Okay. That's a good list. That's a real good list. Well, we'll get those guys to give you a buzz. There's no question about it.
Of course.
In college, we know right now in high school you play a myriad of positions. We've seen you in the backfield. We've seen you in the slot. We've seen you out wide. At safety, at corner, or in a nickel, where do you want to play at the next level?
I've gotten a array of offers to play different things. I've got stuff at running back, free safety, corner, slot receiver. So, I'm just taking everything in. I still haven't really made a final decision as to what I want to play. I bring a different aspect of the game to each position. As a running back, speed, catching the ball out of the backfield, making moves on guys. And defensively, I feel like defensively I bring it all. Ball skills, I hit, covering, everything. So I really don't know as to what where I'll end up at collegially, but I'm definitely taking in every opportunity.
There's no doubt about it. For me personally, as a top scout evaluator in the country, I think you're best suited on the perimeter. I wouldn't put you in the backfield. I wouldn't put you in pre safety. I like you on either side of the ball, in the slot or covering the slot. I think those two places, I think that's what your skill set demands. I think that's what can elevate you to the next level, maybe even the next level. Slot corners are making, $9-8 million in the NFL, and slot receivers are making just as much, if not more. So that's where I see you at the next level. But let's move on from there. Let's talk a little bit about what you're going to do now that the coronavirus has hit. Everybody's kind of confined to their homes. What are you doing right now to prepare yourself for when you get back to modern day when this whole epidemic or pandemic passes?
Well, I've been working out coronavirus and no virus. I'm working out every day. I just finished getting some throws in, running the route tree out here.
South California. I went running earlier, conditioning, so I'm not letting this stop my grind at all. Probably hit the weight room later today, maybe tomorrow. So coronavirus, no virus. I'm treating it like it's a regular day. Just some time off to prepare. That's all.
Regular day. Now, you're out here modern day. What do you have to say to those people that, I don't want to say that you left behind, that you departed from back in Philly and at Northeast High School? Because they're probably going to be listening to this at some point in time. What do you want to tell those coaches, those former teammates, those former teachers, administrators, all those people who helped and assisted you to get you to where you are? What do you want to tell those folks back home, if anything?
I love them to death, man. You know, Coach Clark, Coach Dion, Coach Gormley, Coach Nah Muhammad, Coach Troy Gore, Coach Fett, all my teammates, Ms. Mecca, my assistant principal. I love everybody, and I feel like this is just the best decision for me. You know, I'm a make sure I represent Murphy, represent my city the right way.
There's no question about it. Well, Shoes, I appreciate you for jumping on the show. I'm sure we're going to bring you back here shortly. We're excited about you being in modern day. We know you're going to put up some serious highlights and put on a show for the local fans in Southern California. And we look forward to watching you Friday night, man, doing it big and helping modern day get back to the elite level for 2020.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you for having me. It was fun doing this.
No doubt. Let's do it again, Shoes. Ladies and gentlemen, Shoes Brinkley, modern day high school athlete, here on the Transparent Truth.
All right, I appreciate Shoes for coming on the show. Again, I've known Shoes for a little while, and I was pleasantly surprised when I first met him. He's a dynamic player, but he's a dynamic person as well. Terrific personality, very bright, loves the game, and just is a supreme and confident competitor. And that's one thing I love about him, never afraid to step in to the shark infested waters of competition, and he steps in not only head first but full body, and he's ready to compete in modern day, and he's going to be a difference maker. You can bet your bottom dollar. I appreciate Shoes for joining the show, and that's going to do it here for the Transparent Truth. Thank you for joining me on today's show. Tap in for Friday. Got another big time guest, another 4-star player. It's your boy Coach Key. Without further ado, there's a new sheriff in town, and his name's Reggie Hammond. Y'all be cool.